Tribute.
I'm Brenda Dennehy.
I'm Julie Haynes.
And this is Left on Red.
So there's a toilet in the studio. When you first go in now, like, there's a big room and there's couches, whatever, and a big telly and box and thing. But in the room, that's where you go to the toilet. But there is a door now for privacy and whatever. I can't, for the life of me, go to the toilet. I don't know if it's stage fright or right, but the wee's just won't come out. Because, you know, I know all the lads are outside sitting on the couch. And I know they don't care. But, you know, as a girl, do you get this? It's like, you know that sound? And as they're all sitting outside, they're like, nah! So I have to go to the toilet twice in the garage before I go to the studio, then record and just hang out for an hour or so, whatever. Then stop in the garage on the way home to go to the toilet. I'd say the lads in the garage think there's something wrong with me, isn't there?
Yeah,
I'm there
four
times a week. Like,
how many did you wee before we came out here? Three or four times, space 10 minutes. Because you're not going again, Julie. Miriam, our friend. Miriam Mullins is here. Monday the Influence. I was with Miriam and I looked at Miriam. She can't be going again. There's something wrong with you. She's over there. Yeah, there's something. But anyway, go on about the wheeze.
That's it then, I'd say.
Yeah, but then as well, we were actually getting ready for the podcast up where the boys do the, you know, the Two Johnny studio. Yeah. So it's in care, innit? So it's upstairs. And we said, we'll get ready here now. And like, you can see we're both hardly wearing nothing, right? Especially me. So we were both getting ready. We were hiding from each other, right? You know, the girls be like this. And you know, and like, what's going on? Because we've all the same parts, we're just different shapes. But anyway, I looked up anyway, and I saw it for a good minute or two. And then I says, Julie, and she's no top on. I goes, his camera's over there.
Yeah, and all the cameras. I know.
So I know. So then you went into some storeroom.
I went into all the boxes, I know. But then tomorrow, see, that's the worst thing now, because tomorrow I'll be wearing my big, huge granny knickers, because I can't wear the other things. So to wear a big, huge granny.
Wings.
What?
The wings.
The wings, I have the wings on. I nearly flew to Electric Picnic earlier.
With the pad.
You can't put
sorry,
that
on no. I know there's men here, but what other woman can't use a tampon? Stand up, please. We're normal.
Yeah?
We're normal.
We're not on our own. I can't. I just get confused. Brenda had to tell me earlier as we recorded.
Oh, listen to this. No. Listen to this. We were thinking about cutting it out. Should we cut this out, actually?
Right. Let us know.
Tell them what you said.
You know, with the tampons or whatever, I was like, I just don't understand how the wee comes out. And she was like, but Julie, the wee is the other one. And I was like, what? Neil was sitting with us. He was like, what? And I was like, which one?
It's like the front one, I said to you.
You said
isn't
the front
it?
One.
I'm not a midwife at all, girl, or gynecologist.
Mine came out my fucking
she summer. Actually thought it all came out the. I don't know, like, we're getting too graphic here.
But it's all on the podcast if you want to.
Yeah, I know.
But they came out the sunroof. I didn't fucking push
them out.
Oh, yeah,
that's true. That's true.
Too posh to push, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had twins. I had an excuse. Like, what's your excuse? Oh, you twins as well? Oh, go away with that, yeah. How old are they? Oh, boy and a girl, how old? Oh, fuck, you're fucked. Yeah. No wonder you had the fucking tricks of Squire. Yeah, I know, yeah. But, yeah, so anyways, going on my date anyways tomorrow. But so it gets better again. So he has a Snickers pants, he wears a jersey because he wears a jersey because he plays Ga. But he's not from Cork, but I know what Ga team he plays. But anyways, I had to Google the club to make sure he scores. Because imagine if he didn't fucking score, I'm going to find. Yeah, or like the... Yeah, no. So I had to Google his name, then put in the fucking club and just make sure. Do you know the way some art kids would write whether, like John Murphy, who plays for the Bears, got 4 points at this whatever match. Weak for that then, and I seen all the articles. Loving that then. Loving that. So that's me fella now tomorrow, going out to meet him.
Woo!
Yeah, I know. I'm
we wish you all the luck. No, I'm actually... Who's on dating apps here? Ah, come on. Has anyone met and gone out with anyone from a dating app? Like, has it ended up married? Married? Are you together? Did he mean a dating app? You? So I have 2 East London fellas signed up. And I'll let you all know on Instagram because I was having respect for the other fella, but not fucking anymore, all right?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Would you like that accent? Well, say more country. I like farmers.
Anybody
here with a farmer? Oh, do they call the cows? How do they call them? yet. One of you, come up. Come up. Come on. Who's
who comes up?
Armor? Oh, she's coming up. Where now we go? Aya. Oh. We have a girl here. Go on.
Go on.
Go on. Pretend now you're calling the codes.
I am a dairy farmer myself.
Woo! So What's your name?
Emma.
Emma, where are you from?
Leash.
What?
Only
Leash?
10 minutes out the road. Yeah. Mod up, sup, sup, sup.
So what is a sup? Ups. Sups.
Yeah.
Like for like sippy sups.
Yeah.
I always said sup. Suck, 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 suck.
Yeah.
It's S, not sups. It's S-U-C-K. Suck, 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 I like, yeah. But you say sups. Sups. What were you shouting at? Come here.
Suck, 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 suck. Come on up. Suck, suck, suck.
Like, I could see my fella now hanging over the gate. Sups, yeah, and all the cows. And then me as one of the cows said running after him like, Jesus Christ. Okay.
Give the girls a round of applause.
But today
actually we were driving up and what did you call the cows in the field? You saw cows. Goes, ah, what did you call them? The small cows.
The baby cows.
Yeah, baby cows. I said, they're calves.
Yeah, I know.
They're calves. Anyway, we almost didn't make it here because we did have a bus stop again.
Oh, yeah. Go on, you tell that.
I mean, it was real friendship though, isn't it?
Yeah. What did you
call it? Bus stop. So we have like we've done just over a year or so doing the podcast now. But Julie is going to take. Where's Julie taking her mother for her 68? And so I was saying, and I'm going to go to Australia for my 48, not 50. In January, treat to myself. You know, I fucking deserve it. Have a ball. And we were in O'Donnell's. They think we're absolute lunatics in there. And that I'm a child buying little jelly burgers. They just think I'm
well,
a
creep.
Well,
you are going out with a child or going on a date with a child, so. And plus, tell everyone what you wear today, at least Mr. Dungarees.
At least he could see over the counter. And yeah, what about your fella?
I think he's tall. I asked him. He says 5'10".
He's not. He's tiny in that van. Will we check again? Hold on, let me check.
I know.
She's never going to talk. Basically, yeah, so we love doing the podcast together because we've better chemistry. Do we have good chemistry? Yes, we do. That's why it works. Good. Oh, I'm
That's
you know
what it's
me
all about.
Anyway, so yeah, so basically I told Julie that. All right, Alan. Alan, did you go to the toilet?
Oh, did you go to the toilet? I'm telling me my zip was down. I can offer
for it. Did it come out the front? Thank God. So anyway, Julie, what went on? So I do with the bus stop about Australia and all that.
Oh yeah, so Brenda decided to feck off there for a couple of weeks and go to Australia. And I was like, Brenda, like we're gone for a very long time. Like we think of the podcast, we think of all of you and stuff. Like we never, well we took a break, all right, because something was going on. But anyways.
Nothing between us.
Yeah, so what happened again? Oh yeah, so Brenda was like, I'm going off to Australia for the month of January or whatever. And I was like, Brenda, we think of the podcast now as well. Like what will we do? Because that's a long time. That's 4 episodes we'll be missed out. Isn't that too long?
Don't be fucking raising her now.
So I was like, you know, I put my heart and soul into this. Like,
oh,
she,
yeah.
But didn't I? And you were
she,
like,
this is her thing. I put my fucking heart and soul into this. And I don't like any bad energy because, you know, I'm all about the fairy tree and the welcome tree and the wishing tree. Good energy. And I hate any of that. But then I was like, and Julie, what about you? What about you going to South Africa? Tell them how long you're going to South Africa.
Well, I don't have a book yet, but I did give it to my mum as a present. Like, you're going to South Africa. My mum's a Jesus win. I don't have a book, but like...
Yeah.
I'd say that's... this is my thing then. It's the whole bud. Like, the best thing about going on a holiday is booking it. And like, do you know, planning
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
that was me. I honestly haven't a fucking clue about South Africa. Like, she wanted to go see the mountain. And I was calling it Tory Top Mountain. That's a pub down the road from me. It's called Table Top. What's it called, Miriam? Tabletop, is it?
Table, no, it's just table, I think. Table. You actually have a question in your quiz. Are you smarter than a 6-year-old?
Oh, yeah.
About South Africa. Do you want to play it?
Will we do the quiz?
So you're familiar with the quiz, all right. And lads, can I just say, the spellings, right? I even got one wrong this morning, all right? People, I get messages the odd time, you're bullying Julie. It's like, I'm not, she's all for it, aren't you?
No, she's really a troll.
I went into my phone and who was here? I had to put him away.
I fell out with the spikes.
I couldn't even see him, he's so small.
So God love him. This is actually going out as an episode. He'd be fucking listening. I'm mortified.
You're never getting... I told you, we're single forever.
Well, no wonder, I know.
All right, okay, right. Question number one, okay? And you're... It is a spelling, okay? It is a spelling. No hints, no, please, okay? Promise? Okay. Spell wardrobe. Ah, lads.
Wardrobe.
Lads, because she had... This is her story she had up the other night. Please.
Because I have my... What do I call it again? What do I call it
Better
again?
Than a walk-in, a ward... Ward drop, you said.
My floor drop. That's what I call that. Wardrobe.
Shh.
Wardrope.
No. What was the last two letters?
P-E.
No.
It's wardrobe.
B.
Wardrobe.
B.
B-E.
B.
Is it not wardrobe?
No, wardrobe. Drop.
Oh, I can't even say it.
Okay, so
it.
Question number two. I love the riddles. Does people like the riddles? Because I'm shit at them as well, right? What comes once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in 1,000 years? Shh.
A bag. A man. My fella tomorrow, yeah.
Your fella tomorrow. No. The letter M. The letter M.
Comes.
The letter M.
It's the answer. The
yeah,
letter M.
The answer. The letter M. The letter M.
Comes.
What comes once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in 1,000 years. The letter
M.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, I get it.
Okay, question number three is about South Africa. What two oceans meet at the southern tip of South Africa? Shut up now. It's two oceans. It's not the River Lee or the Liffey. I know they're rivers. It's not the Irish Sea.
Antarctica.
Antarctica, no. No, it starts with A. One of them is A. Go on. Talk into the mic a bit better there.
Atlanta. I don't fucking want my depression.
The Atlantic Ocean and the Indian Ocean, okay?
I just said the Atlantic.
You said Atlanta.
Did I?
Right, so that's 0 out of 3. Okay. Where did we park the car? Because I said, because I'm driving the little Mini, Jula the Cooper. And it's funny because my nana was a Cooper, so I can't name the car Jula Cooper. But my sister is Julie, like Julie. My sister's named after our nana, Julie, Jula, and you're named after Jula.
Yeah,
my
nan.
Isn't that serendipity?
Yeah, well, you found that out yesterday.
I'm fucking mad about that wishing tree, girl. I'm all about it tonight. But anyway, yeah, where do we park the car? Because I said to you, you need to remember now, because I'm driving the Mini. Where did we park the car?
Zone 1, red zone, zone A. Zone 1, red. Anyway, it's fucking red sign. I know that.
There's a lot of fucking red signs.
I know the flag whereby.
What's the flag?
I don't know the country, but I know if I've seen it.
Red A, zone 4.
I told you,
you
red
did
zone.
You did not. You go way out of that.
I did say red, didn't I? Yeah.
Right, okay. A half a pint. Okay, last question. I said I'd do one for an insect. I don't know, because an insect one. Okay, what insect is known for singing? I said something with singing, because obviously we can hear someone singing there. By rubbing its wings together, often heard on warm summer nights.
A butterfly.
No, give me another one.
Centipede. A grasshopper.
You're not so smart. You're prompting her. Shush. Say, what is it?
A what?
Shut up, Julie.
A caterpillar.
You heard, I was leaving, you hear them. Try again.
Cricket.
Yes, she got the cricket for one round of applause. Woo! Right, who wants to meet our manager, Joe? The poor man, poor sod who has to put up with us. Actually, tell them what we did to Joe earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Joe, come on up, Joe.
Joe hates us.
Joe, come on.
I text Joe and
go
I'm
on,
like,
give it a round, Joe, a round of applause. Go on, Joe. Go on, Joe. Joe, 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 Joe.
Go on, tell them what we did earlier to Joe.
Oh, yeah, so... I text Sean, I was like, we'll never make it, Joe. We're after breaking down the side of the road. And he was like, you fuckers, you didn't, did you? And we're like, yeah. But then we didn't, obviously. We're here.
Where I hid him from the stores. We're here. Joe!
Can I just say about that quiz? I don't know what six-year-old would have known the answers to any of those.
Thanks, Joe!
I just, you know...
Joe, stop fucking trying to embarrass me here, will you?
You're harsh. I'll embarrass you now in a minute. I have a few questions for you.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Are we doing Mr. and Mrs.? Friend thing? The friend one first. Which
Mr. and Mrs.?
Yeah, okay, yeah. So
would you
mean,
oh, back to back.
So we need to explain the concept
of
it again.
Back to back.
Okay, will we start? Will we stand?
Will we stay standing?
Okay, so
I actually look like I've something on when I stand because it looks like I've got nothing on when I sit down. Because he says, "You don't either." Do you know what? Looking at me. I'd say we're the only ones with heels and let your picnic today. Joe, explain the concept.
Okay, so we're going to play Mr. and Mrs. and I'm going to ask you some questions. So I want you to point, say which one applies to yourself and which one applies to the other half,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So we'll do a test one first. Who is more likely to have a one-night stand? So if it's you, point to yourself. If it's not you, point to the other person. Anyone? Anyone? What's the result there?
Fucking not! How dare you?
You done it there recently, so I didn't.
Excuse me. He stayed for 3 hours after, okay? But anyway.
There's a few more of these. Are you sure you want to do it?
Bitch. No, you know.
Okay. Who is more likely to start an argument?
Even Joe said you.
Better. You.
Who do you think?
Brenda. Joe, are you taking
Brenda.
The piss?
Yeah, you are.
But that's why you became me.
We were standing there waiting for them to go on stage. And she looked over and she goes, "There's no one in there, is there?" I was like, "You can literally put your head around the door
and see
that it's full. But you'd prefer to stand there, giving out, thinking it's empty."
I wasn't giving out.
Yeah. It's definitely you.
See, two against one. Yeah.
All right. Who is more likely to chat up a fella?
She better not have said you. Are you taking the piss? I'm not about me.
You're weird. You go off to lads.
I didn't say me. I said me.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. I've no problem going up to them.
It'll be the last live podcast.
What's your over 18.
Well, if you wear the joggeries like you wore today, you might be all right.
There's six more of these lads, are you sure?
Okay, sorry.
Who is more likely to go with a younger man? All right, we have agreement on one. Who has had more work done to their face?
Well, Brenda got a nose job there too last week.
After you told me about it. It was a bit of filler in the nose.
You're
and it's actually really good.
Me.
You got way, but thank you.
You've got
loads more on your face than me. You've loads done.
Fuck what?
Ah, Julia.
Filler.
Okay, next one.
Are you? You?
Who? Filler in your nose, Botox.
And so did you.
Who?
You got the chin and everything done.
That's filler. You got the filler in your nose.
Okay. We go for another. Who is the most patient?
Fuck them all.
Oh, you're gonna say because I have kids and all that.
Oh, no, I'm going to say because I just leave things go.
That's not being patient.
Remember
that's ignoring me. Okay, come on. Oh, don't talk to me about that.
Okay. Who is the laziest? All right. No, I draw that one.
I said me because she probably like... I don't get up at 4. I get up at 3:30. But did you say me?
No, I said me.
I was being nice saying me.
Answer correctly. All right, okay, me.
She's definitely the laziest.
Okay,
right,
who
okay.
is more of a catfish? Okay. Who is more likely to get ghosted?
Me, definitely me. Definitely me after this week.
Did.
Definitely me.
And the last one, and I'll give this to you, and then I'll let the audience vote as well. Who is the best dressed?
Forget
okay,
it,
hands
girl.
Up for Brenda.
Yeah.
Hands up for Julie.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Equal draw.
You could not rock a pair of dungarees, girl. Down, you just couldn't.
Down the middle.
Well, my dad used to. Nah, there's a picture.
They're in now, dungarees, girl. They're
okay.
in.
Yeah. Is there anyone who would like to ask any questions? Now, I know there's very little they haven't told you already.
I know.
Both here and on the podcast,
kind of.
But there must be something. So if anyone has any questions, pop your hand and I'll come down to you with a microphone.
The girl down there in the lovely leopard print.
Oh. I just want to say the 2 year unreal.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Falling.
Oh, thank you. And here? There's a question down the back. She's mortified.
Have another one here.
Brenda, will you ever move back to Cork?
Oh, I'd say not for the foreseeable, no. I feckin' love London, I tell you. I love what it's given me. I've loved it, yeah. I love coming home, but I just... Is there anyone else here who's lived in London? And, like, yeah, there's lots of people. Isn't it just fucking amazing? I love, yeah. Oh, a PJ, okay, yes, of
next
course.
Next one here.
Okay, so this has been the talk of our caravan site for the last 24 hours. Dead or alive, three people you'd invite to a dinner party.
My dad.
Oh, I was going to say my dad too.
Who else?
Oh, fuck it, that's always a hard one.
Mary up, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sick of seeing you, gentlemen.
I'd do my dad and the two Johnnies because they'd have great crack. Yeah. That's what I'd do. And they'd have a great banter off them. Julia.
I don't know no one, really. Like. My dad and the twins' dad, she poisoned him.
Wow. Yes! Yes, yes, yes. Love it. Love it.
Next one.
Julie, the best and worst thing about being a twin mum?
The best thing is probably their bond. I love, there's like, you can't even explain it unless you have twins yourself. And the worst thing is probably because they're a boy and a girl. They like my Fionn is very boy. She loves soccer and all the sports, whilst my Erin Rose is into dancing and drama and dolls. So they have nothing in common and it's hard, you know. So that's hard. And the fighting.
Another one here.
I have a question for Julie. Yeah. I was wondering, did you ever learn how to pronounce Carol?
What? Where are you? Oh, hi. Pronounce what?
Carol. The name from...
Oh, Carol! Oh,
Carol!
What the heck was that? Oh, yeah, no, Jesus, I never seen him again. Fuck, Carol.
Oh, yeah, Carl.
Carl. Fuck, will I ever forget that, huh?
Any other questions out there, guys? Oh, see you down there.
Would you not say?
What's your kind of ideal thing you want in a fella? Like, what do you actually want if you were to find the one?
Snickers pants. No, yeah.
I don't mind the looks and all that. It's always someone to make me kind of laugh, I suppose. Do you know what? Someone I can just be myself around and not worry and not be minding myself. That's it. Accepts me for me and that's it.
And I agree with that as well.
Yeah.
One more here.
Brenda, did you really do the marathon?
That's fucking iconic. I've done 4, going on for the 5th, all right? And actually, I don't really care about the next marathon, but the next one in London, the 6th, that's going to be a big one because that will align with being 6 years sober, all going well. And hopefully, and as well, it'll just be a few days after my dad's anniversary, which would be a big one. And I'm going to go for a PB, which is a personal best, but Julie calls it a...
Piss break.
So.
All right, one more here.
Brenda, what's the next best marathon time?
I'm not a deadly runner or anything like that. I'm kind of an average Joe. So if I got under four hours for in April for the London one. No, I fucking will get under 4 hours. Yes.
Go out to the tree there then, you tell
the tree. I'll go to the tree there and I'll be flat out. I'll be rubbing myself off the tree.
Run around it.
Another one here.
What is your best podcast that you love?
That we love listening to.
Number one podcast. Together. That you listen to.
What's your favourite podcast that you listen to?
I'm boring because I'd say the Neil Prendable Show on Cork or Miriam's podcast, of course, or Two Johnnies.
I listened to this one, People Who Knew Me, and she actually faked her own death. She pretended she was working on the Twin Towers and she was pregnant by this fella she was on an affair with. It's very good. And then she moved to a different state after 14 years. Then she found out she was pregnant and had to move back. It was really good because that's People Who Knew Me. And I also like Crime Junkie. I listen to that every Monday after R1, obviously. Yeah. I actually don't really listen to R1 anymore because I give myself the ick.
Hang on there now.
If you had to marry one of the two Johnnies, which one would it be?
Smacks.
And why?
I can't say Smacks now after her, so I'd have to say Johnny B. And he's more in line with my age. Johnny Smacks is too young for me.
Well, you like the young lads as well.
And why?
Why?
Yeah. Why?
You have a bit of sap for Smacks, I'd say. Oh, the way you were today with him in the office. She's so going to kill me for this.
I know, I like him. I think he's funny, and he's quiet. He's been like myself.
Think Johnny B then is more of an entertainer, and I'd be drawn to that then. Yeah. They both are, but there's Johnny B'd be a bit more.
He'd be more hyper.
Yeah. They'd never touch either of us, ever. Even if they were single, they wouldn't go fucking near us. We'd be what they would not want, wouldn't we, Joe?
Can you agree?
Yeah. Good question, though. Right, okay. I think that's it. I think that's it. Lads, oh my God, thanks so much. We genuinely thought no one was going to be here. And do you know when we planned this? When did we plan this? What we were going to do today? Tell the truth.
Fuck it, just walking up.
No.
I didn't even know what the time you were.
I got the time wrong. Did on my stories a while ago. So thanks so feckin' much. No. Thanks. When people came up to us earlier, they were like, we're going to show. We're like, are you really going? We were like, that's 4 or 5 now at least. And we mean that. We're not just saying we mean it. We appreciate it so feckin' much. And we love doing the podcast, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
We love what it gives
to you. I put my heart and soul into it every week. Like, God.
So, yeah. Thanks so much, everyone.
Yeah. The ball.